G'day, this is Brian Midway. It is good to have your company on Primary Purpose. I'm talking about salvation as a weapon. I mentioned Ephesians in Ephesians 6:17. Take the helmet of salvation. And there's all sorts of understandings of this, and I'm sure you've heard some teaching on it. But I want to give you my own just because I think it's worth having a consideration about, because I think salvation is not just knowing that you're saved. It is actually, if all salvation is knowing that you're going to heaven, I'm saved and I'm going to heaven, and that's the only thing that happens as a result of your salvation, as a result of believing in Jesus, let me tell you, you are shortchanging yourself by a million miles. Because in actual fact, Jesus says, let me say this in another way. Jesus said, if anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself, follow, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever tries to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? And so from the moment that I come to Christ, it is God's desire that I would discover in my relationship with Jesus my true identity. Now, Jesus did this all the time. And you can imagine what happens on one day recorded in Matthew chapter 11. It says, when John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else? Now, this is an amazing time, isn't it? Because here John the Baptist has spent his whole life witnessing to the Messiah. He's had Jesus come down to the river, and he's seen the dove, and he baptized Jesus, saw the dove come down, heard the voice of God, you know, knew that Jesus was the Son of God. And then because Jesus doesn't act like John expects, he doesn't sort of gather an army and start kicking the Romans out and all the other things, then John then gets put in prison. And so here is John in prison. In prison? Why should he be in prison if the Messiah has come? Why isn't the Messiah getting him out of prison? And so you can understand how he feels about this. And so he sends his disciples to say, ask Jesus. Think about this. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. You know, John the Baptist, what a worthy, wonderful man. What a horrible situation to be in. But he lost his sense of identity in his calling and his relationship to God. That is, I am a prophet of God. Jesus said the greatest of all prophets was John the Baptist. And so he comes and Jesus said, well, go back and report to John what you see and hear. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have been leprosy are cleansed. What he's saying is, mate, the kingdom of God has come. And, you know, and Jesus is representing the presence of the Father through all those acts. And because he's representing the presence of the Father, because he's taking from the Father what the Father's giving and making it available to people, then he is, his identity, his significance, and his purpose are all found in his relationship to God, or for us, salvation.